Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Weekend Replay Podcast. 12 of our favorite moments from this past week.
When you have a little baby in your life and they have to get shots or blood work, you would do anything to take that pain from them.
Yes.
Would you not?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I used to be so tense when my babies had to get shots.
I remember the PK stick when they were... How old were they when they got the PK stick?
I don't remember the names of the sticks. I mean, they get one in the hospital and they're in the heels.
For whatever reason, I think the PK stick is the one that for diabetes. I don't remember what that one's for. Anyway.
Here's my favorite thing that used to happen. Our pediatrician's office, God love them, the walls are thin. The rooms are all next door to each other.
Yeah.
And so the baby in the next room screaming would wake our babies up to, wait, should I be screaming?
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like a good place.
Just like one dog barking sets the whole neighborhood off.
Oh, kind of like that. Kind of like that. Anyhow, the word is playing classical music, they've tested it, can reduce needle pain for infants, for babies.
How loud do they have to play it?
I mean, loud enough for the babies to hear it. Here's the beauty of
that. Oh, so it's not to drown out the screaming from next door. It's actually the baby getting the shot.
Yes. It's about them hearing that and that giving them like a low-level relaxation pleasure
that
thing.
That makes sense to me.
And it's not necessarily going to work on grown-ups because we already know.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like it works on infants because it puts them in a different space. They don't know what's coming. We know what's coming.
Well, I think there's the science behind that actually has to do with sound waves and strings and the way that affects the body. Whether you're a fan of classical music or not, it doesn't really matter. It's
right.
It's what those frequencies or whatever do to soothe.
Do you know that when I leave the house sometimes, Murphy, and you're not there, but I'll leave the house and I'll leave classical on for the dogs.
Yeah. Just so you know, whenever I get back home, they've turned it off.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Somebody change the station.
Why do you want to do that? Anyway, they say, back to the infants, playing classical, Mozart, whatever it may be, played before, during, and after the procedure. Whatever procedure it is that there's a stick involved, it helps them. It helps reduce their pain. So, yay.
I love that.
So it's not a situation when they get older and they can't figure out why they hate Mozart, huh?
Oh, that's an awful association, Sam. I don't think about that.
That's not part of the study either. I know it's a little early in the year for gift ideas, but then again, it's
never too early.
Thanks.
When you say gift ideas, you mean for the holidays, for Christmas?
That's me for anybody.
Oh.
Any gift. But, I mean, yeah.
Because I always felt good about myself if I actually started holiday shopping at this time of the year.
I can't help myself.
Right.
Especially for our girls. You know, they're fun. To, you know, get stuff for. Anyway, I bring it up because, you know, I went on a little excursion this weekend, a retreat.
Yeah.
I don't mean to do that with air quotes.
Yeah, I like the fact that you do air quotes every time you do a retreat.
It really was a retreat. It was just a word that had to get into my psyche, you know. I'll tell you about that coming up later, I promise.
A solo retreat, no less.
I did set some goals, spent some quality time with myself.
Good.
But, you know, I packed my weekender bag. I have a piece of luggage that was a gift to me from my friend, Jody, years ago. She doesn't even remember that she gave me this because we've traveled a lot. Since she's known me, we traveled. She used to watch our kids, Murphy, for us. And so she gave me this really nice, like overnight carry-on bag. And they call those in the luggage industry, weekender.
Never heard of it.
There's the air quotes again.
Oh, sorry.
So you have to be a traveler to really know and use the term weekender.
Well, I mean, I'm a shopper and I've seen weekender. Ooh, and I click and it's like this bag with all these, you know, pockets, but it's not too big, but it's not too small.
You know, I wish I could travel like a weekender, but I can't. I have to bring too much stuff.
Yeah.
Between diabetes and a CPAP, you know, yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, I fit everything I needed in my weekender, and it was just a really cool gift that she gave me, and every time I bust that out of the closet, I think, man, this was a great gift. I would have never bought it for myself. Check. She got a really cool looking one. Check. And I use it, and it's exactly what it's needed for.
Yeah.
And I just think that makes it a great gift. And I guess to her credit, give her credit, when Phoebe graduated from high school a few months back, she gave Phoebe a weekender.
Hey.
Now hers was a Steve Madden, more young looking, you know, more cool.
See, I'm more familiar with the John Madden stuff than Steve Madden.
Okay. And it shows. And it shows, Murph.
Social media connect.
Love hearing from you on Instagram, Facebook. You can even email at murphysamandjody.com. We hear, read, and see every message.
Jody, we have a comment from Janice for you. This is about the After the Show podcast where you talked about your osteoporosis, mm-hmm. your diagnosis, mm-hmm. and treatment. Janice says, I just found out I have bone loss in the middle of my back.
Yep.
Thank you for the information.
Thank you for that, Janice. Just FYI, Murphy, you don't even maybe know this, but I have an appointment this week with my specialist.
Again. Okay, that's
so good. There'll be a whole update. Definitely have to do blood work again.
You're young for that to be the case, and the fact that it's in the middle of your back, that's kind of a scary place for a bone to be weak.
I think, yeah, it is. I think that another thing about it is that my bone loss is high there, so that's the worry. That's why I go to her so often. So thank you, Janice. I have some stuff to share, too, from our Facebook, from Instagram. Sherry says, based on all of your packages, Murphy, where you got like 8 in one day the other day.
The reel
like
that you put up, yes.
I literally, like a Christmas tree of packages. I have the same problem. She says, So now I have my packages delivered to work, so I don't have to hear, what did you buy now?
That's funny.
Yeah. Sherry says, regarding sleep sounds, I like to listen to soothing music to help me sleep. I recently started listening to a guided sleep video.
Oh, yeah. The Calm app has some of those, too. So where it's kind of like a combination meditation and sleep aid.
She said it's a person talking about nothing and it works.
About nothing?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Like a Seinfeld episode?
Yeah, that is what it was the show about nothing, yeah.
Guided sleep. It seems to me like someone speaking to me would wake me. That's interesting.
In a soothing voice?
Yeah.
That would be like Mr. Rogers. That would knock me out.
Yeah, that's the challenge I run into with like the Calm app, which I love that. I believe in using it, you know, every day.
It's like the nap app.
If you're too sleepy, even when you're sitting up, it's supposed to be an alert posture, but you know, Tamara's voice, she's the narrator. it's very soothing. So if I'm not careful, sometimes I will drift right off, you know, uh-huh. and the goal is to stay focused. Of course. Yeah, right.
Also from Betsy regarding stolen purses, handbags. You were talking about this. I had my purse stolen from under my baby's stroller at a Christmas parade.
Oh.
Always keep it on your body if you can. That's one of the big takeaways. Love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime on Instagram and Facebook. 1 month from now, FEMA and the FCC are set to do a nationwide emergency alert test.
Really?
You guys knew about this?
Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Federal Communications Commission, Jody?
Yes.
Yes.
Front row students. Yes, Murphy.
Hey, you brushed up on your acronyms.
Anyway, yeah. You need to know about it. We'll remind you as well, especially
You won't be able to avoid it.
Right.
October the 4th, it's going to happen in it's going to be a two-prong thing.
Okay.
Prong number one will be an EAS test, like when you hear the tones on the radio or
yes.
the TV.
Yeah, every now and then, like before a weather alert, you'll hear those.
And it says this is a test. So you're going to get that on the phone and TV and radio.
And then
they're going to send out the wireless one, which will hit your phone with
right.
that loud noise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just to prove that, you know, for them to prove that everything works.
They're
in
testing
case they ever
it.
Need it.
I love that they're testing it, but it's like, give us this much time, this much lead time to let everybody know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you're in school and in the classroom, do it, you know, be ready for it and share it with the students.
You know, there are people that will not know that.
I know.
Yeah. And it'll say this is a test.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're used to hearing it once a week, maybe you'll get used to hearing the whole thing. It won't frighten you when you hear it, I guess what I'm trying to say. But, you know, that reminds me of fire drills in school when you were a kid.
Right.
There's a reason that those are done, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
The test will include a message in English and Spanish.
Depending on what your phone
you
currently have it
set
up as.
It'll be, this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. That's one of them. No action is needed will be included.
Now, if you're a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, really?
There must be a reason that they're testing this right now.
It's good that they're testing it. I'm surprised.
I didn't say I was a conspiracy theorist. I'm just saying.
It's probably been 10 years. There was a presidential test, remember?
Yeah.
About 10 years ago?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was the same kind of thing.
Was it an Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute. Yeah.
Where was I when that was going on?
You were one of those people that Sam just described a minute ago.
No, I wasn't
aware.
I don't even remember it. Anyhow,
phone, silent.
It's from FEMA and the FCC. We will remind you in the days leading up and day of for sure. about the nationwide emergency alert test.
October 4th is that date.
Haven't mentioned this to Sam yet, but he's going to love it.
What is that?
You were with me, Murph, whenever I warned you. Like, I'm going to feed the dragon some cilantro.
Oh, yeah.
You were in the kitchen with me.
Is that a euphemism?
No, it's our bearded dragon nugget that was Taylor's bearded dragon, but the girls have moved out. I mean, all the pets stay.
Mm-hmm. We had taken care
of a dragon.
We had two beardies. One of them passed away 3 years ago.
Yes.
This one, you know.
This one.
Getting his money's worth.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, doing fine. I'm the one that remembers to feed this sweet dragon.
And the reason that, you know, Jody warned me about the cilantro is I'm actually so sensitive to it that the smell of it makes me gag.
Really?
Yes, it does. It's that.
Not only can he not eat cilantro, but if it's chopped in his presence,
it's nauseating.
He gets sick.
It's over the top.
Huh. So I'm like, I'm about to, and that's one of the cheapest things you can chop and feed a bearded dragon, and he loves it.
Yeah. Well, at least you know how to keep me out of the bedroom now if you want.
The bearded dragon?
No, chop up cilantro.
First of all, cilantro is not allowed in the bedroom.
Okay.
And not
anymore.
I'm not trying to keep you out. No, I was just warning you.
I know you're not.
Okay. I chop up cilantro. I go over there, and he's underneath the chair. In his enclosure, Nugget has an old doll chair that he... And you know, reptiles do this. Sometimes they're basking under the lights, and then other times they kind of hibernate and hide. And he was under there. And he wasn't moving at all. And that's not unusual for a reptile that's just living out his life, his days in captivity.
And your fingers were crossed,
I start to pet and touch, and I see no movement. He feels extra cold, but he's a reptile.
Yeah.
So I said, Murph, oh my God.
Come here, Murphy. Good news.
I know. I picked up the chair. And still no movement. And I'm like, man. And then I get that crazy side eye. He was napping. But I realized in that moment, when the day comes and he doesn't move anymore.
I'll help you with that.
Yeah, I don't want.
Yeah, I don't like that either. It's only happened to me once with a cockatiel that I found, you know, feet up one time, and it was bad. So anyway.
Such a bad day on the way. I will help you, yes.
You
ever bought something and thought you were going to use it, you know, as it's supposed to be used and everything was going to be great and then everything goes wrong? Murphy and I had that over the long, you know, well, the last couple of days, actually, with this new espresso machine.
Well, I think we're late to that party. It's been around for a while.
Oh, 100%. But, you
know, a few weekends ago, Jody and I stayed somewhere in the little hotel room, had an espresso instead of like the regular K-cup machine.
Mm-hmm.
And
so good.
Yeah, and it's really good. I mean, if you like it, you make it. It's, you know, not a full cup of coffee. It's espresso or lungo, by the way, which I'm just now learning that term. I didn't realize.
Lungo? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have ristretto, which is the espresso is the nice middle point, okay? It's a very small but very potent, you know, mm-hmm.
cup of coffee.
The ristretto is even smaller than that and much more concentrated for people that really want the heavy-duty bang. And then lungo, these are all Italian terms, is basically double the amount of water that would be in an espresso. Hmm. So it's a little more diluted. And so the lungo,
more American.
That's what we had. And I just became really fascinated with this, like, okay, well, this is cool. And I found one, you know, at a reasonable price online and had it shipped to the house and bought it. And then that's when the fun started.
Oh, my gosh. So he starts putting, it's a tiny little pod. You drop it in. And I'm like standing there waiting. I cannot wait. And he's like, this thing's not working. And it jams. And we busted like three or four of them. We wasted three or four of them. And I can't repeat to you what he was saying. Even if it wasn't Italian, I couldn't do it.
I was underscoring what I believed to be a manufacturer's defect. Yeah.
And I felt horrible because I know you bought it because I was going on and on about how good it was in the hotel room. And honestly, that probably had something to do with the experience.
I'm sure it did.
Brought that to me in bed. And we're sitting there, you know, like, oh, this is awesome. This would be great at home.
Meanwhile, this time around.
Oh, then I made it worse. You want me to tell him what I did?
You made it worse?
I thought, okay, once Murphy had gotten it down and we wasted only like five cups.
This is where we realize we're in over our head, yes.
I ordered espresso cups. So we have the little cups that'll actually fit under it, because otherwise we were trying to get our regular coffee cups under there.
Which looked like ridiculous. Yeah, yeah.
I ordered espresso cups, but he's making, what do you call it?
Lungo, which is twice the water. So very quickly I realized, ooh, I better put a second cup under this baby.
I'm telling you, we should stick to regular coffee.
Yeah, right.
We are probably not so fancy, not bougie. Sam, you just got back from your second solo trip.
And boy, are my arms tired.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why you're solo.
Right.
Anybody want to come? Mm-hmm. No. I have discovered, I kind of thought this after my trip to Red Rocks in Denver, but I know it for sure now after going to see my son Will and his wife over the Labor Day weekend, that I need to slow myself down.
Slow yourself down for what?
And relax. When I went to Denver, it was like, you know, two concerts. I did the llama thing. I mean, the alpaca thing and this thing and that thing. In my mind, it was like, if you're paying this money, you're going to go do something while you're here. You're not just going to go sit in the hotel for 3 days.
Sounds like your dad talking there.
Say, is that left over from childhood?
That's left over from family trips to Disney World.
Oh.
You kids are
get
not
in the car! Move!
Oh, wow.
I don't care. If we are standing in line for 45 minutes, you're going to do it. It's because, you know, even this weekend when I went to see Will and Caroline, it was just like there was times I had nothing to do. And instead of going somewhere and just chilling or a coffee shop and just sitting, it's like, I want to do this. I want to do that. I got it. Let me look up online and see what there is to do. And I just got to, I mean, part of the whole thing, the idea for me anyway, is to chill. So,
but in different places and see different things.
Yes. Work the chill into whatever I'm seeing or whatever I'm doing.
I love it.
My location. So in the future, I know you call it Sam 2.0, so it might be Sam 2.1 now.
Yay.
I just need to work on chilling when I go to chill.
I love that you're saying this. It's like self-awareness is everything.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's another thing for kids who listen. Adults may seem like we have it all figured out. And, you know, you can come to us and we can be your guide. But every adult is also figuring their life out. And they're figuring out they're dealing with things that they're trying to change about themselves. That is life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
it was a real case of that FOMO stuff, you know, fear of missing out. Like you're in Denver, man. You're at Red Rocks. Some stuff.
Yeah. You want to try it. You don't want to treat it like it's the only trip you'll ever make to Denver. You just pick out the thing or wherever it is that you're going. That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't like to be overscheduled on vacations at all because that's not a vacation
not
at that point.
Right?
Bing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you feel like every day gets away from you and you never come up for air, maybe you should try what Jody did, which was go on a personal retreat, which you can do that for one day if that's what you want. It's very simple to do. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Jody's takeaways, by the way, are in yesterday's After the Show podcast, in case you missed that. Free to download.
You know, I feel like I was foggy when I was explaining my takeaways because I had a lot of takeaways, you know? I do want to answer some more of the Facebook questions or comments about it. And then I do have a couple of big takeaways, especially for women.
Okay.
I want to drop here. First of all, though, from Mary from our Facebook page, I love traveling alone. I usually plan a few days at the beach alone. I can do what I want, when I want, or nothing at all. And I come back feeling recharged. I bet you do. Tressie says, I do it twice a year. You will grow to love it. Thank you for that. I think I will, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll do twice a year, but I might do two nights next time. We'll see. It'll be a long time before I do it again, I think. And Tabitha says it takes some getting used to, but it can be good for the soul.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I agree with it 100%.
Yep. I did feel very relaxed. No, but, you know, what I wanted to say, I felt like I was foggy yesterday when we were talking about it in the After the Show podcast, but I feel like for women especially, you need to know that you don't really owe anybody an explanation of why you need to do this if you decide that you need to do this. Just do it for yourself. You know, you don't have to be somebody's caretaker to need an escape. You don't have to be overstressed at work or whatever. You might just need it because you are a human being and you have a lot. Life is a lot.
Get out of the routine.
Yeah. You know, and even if you're single, it doesn't, you know what I'm saying, just because of being a mom and a family, you know, that is its own thing. But even being single, getting out of the routine, like Sam said,
change it up.
And focusing on yourself is important, too.
And my favorite other thing that I kind of alluded to in the Facebook post is you also don't have to work the whole time you're there. You know, there's no wrong way to do your own time. And you don't have to expect some life-changing epiphany to come your way, a life-altering idea. Sometimes it's just slow down, and then you're better for whatever you're tackling the next day.
Love that.
We hope so, anyway. You know we like hearing from you the most. 877-310-4MSJ. I believe Cassie wants to talk to you, Sam, about your overdoing it on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Like not relaxing enough, even your solo trips.
So what's up, Cassie?
So I have 5 kids and my husband. We've been married for 20 years now. And my husband has always been the one that wants to go see everything and do everything at one time. Yeah. We took our first Disney trip as a family to Disney World. And that was what he was doing. You know, he was so dead set on not missing anything in all 4 parks that we were literally running for 5 days to everything.
Yeah.
Me and my children were dead tired. We're like, where do you get all of this energy from? You don't have this energy at the house.
Right.
Right? And I love what you said, Jody, about, you know, we're still figuring it out every day. Yeah. And like I say, between 5 kids, my life is crazy hectic. So when I go on vacation, I really just watch, not do anything.
Yeah. That is the challenge of any family to agree. Usually kids want to go and do and you know, adults sometimes want to just sit on a beach. And so trying to find that happy, you have to learn to bend within a family so that everybody gets a little bit of what they need.
We do go out and do things, but we're not those, we have to go do every single thing every single day.
It sounds like your husband just had a case of the Clark Griswolds for that first visit.
That was exactly what it was. But I was, you know, in the end, I was thankful he did that because now, when we go, you know, we know where we're going.
Yeah, and Cassie, in defense of your husband, speaking as a dad and
Clark.
Gentleman, he probably wanted to get his money's worth. That's why he had y'all running around like chickens right there.
So I know that's exactly what it was. And like I said, in the end, I appreciated it. But at the time, I was dead tired.
No kidding.
It was like, oh, my God, can we just stop? So,
Thank you for this.
You're welcome. Oh, and I want to tell you guys, you guys are my morning drive. I have to take 3 kids to high school, 1 kid to elementary school, and you guys are who we listen to in the mornings on the morning drive. So thank you very much. I appreciate you
Thank you for this. We love knowing you are there. You call us anytime.
After learning a lot of that the hard way, my rule of thumb is now schedule 50% of the time. Honestly, otherwise you're not going to have vacation. Do not schedule more than half the time. That way you build in the things you know you really want to do there and you don't feel like you're just adrift, but then you also don't have the pressure.
Put that in the planner.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
One of Jody's posts is really blown up about celebrity couples divorcing or which ones you really would be crushed if they got divorced.
I had posted about Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, you know, breaking up. We don't know anything about them. They were only married for 4 years.
It's just on the outside, it seems like, wow, what a match, sweet couple, 2 beautiful kids. And
I don't know anything about them personally. I mean, I know that she's the queen of the North. Sorry,
and I don't understand. And the Ring doorbell thing and him overhearing, what was that earlier this week?
Apparently he overheard something on a Ring doorbell that they share.
Yeah.
Did they say what it was?
No, I know you're dying in
there. I am, you know. I mean, you know, I know how some delivery drivers talk about me on ours.
Oh, we don't know.
Especially
when
I order the 40-pound dog food.
maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
Anyway, look, I
can't believe Joe ordered 40 pounds of dog food. Blankety, blank, blank, blank.
Anyway, I just posted that the only celebrity breakup that would ever upset me would be Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman. I liked them so much separately that when they got together, my heart started fluttering.
Yeah.
And they do seem really legit.
They love each other.
If they break up, I'm taking a day off from work. I hope you know.
Natural.
But let me tell you what else. When I posted that and the comments started coming in, literally every 4 out of 5, Tim and Faith. It's your love. Man.
You know
the
what?
World
they
in
are,
love
yeah.
with Tim and Faith. And they have been married for a very long time. First, what do you call it? First couple of country music. But then there's also Garth and Trisha in country music world.
Yeah.
And going back years, George and Tammy.
Yeah, well, what about Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson?
They're on the list.
Yeah, they've been together forever.
Vicky said that too. Yeah. Very good, Sam. Kara said Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
They've been through some stuff and they're still together.
I know.
They've worked through it.
Yeah. You follow it, don't you?
I'm sorry.
Tammy said, I'd be super upset if Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds split up. Sharon and Stephanie both said Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick. Everybody loves them. They've been married for 35 years.
What about Kelly Ripa and her husband?
Mark Consuelos. Yeah. I mean, nobody listed them, but we like them.
Yeah.
What about Kevin Costner and his wife?
My favorite one, Angie says, I still want Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston to get back together. I think she's done with him, Angie.
Yeah.
We love hearing from you. You keep it coming anytime on Instagram and Facebook. One of the coolest things that can happen for you if you do and when you do take time alone for yourself, even if it's just an afternoon or you do a full retreat like some of us do, like I did for the first time last weekend.
Which was very good. I'm so glad you did that.
I'll definitely do it again.
Finally got her out of the house.
Right,
huh?
Gave me a weekend of free time. I'm just kidding.
You did take the girls out to eat, though.
Always do.
I got that picture.
Yeah.
Anyhow, and that's cool, our daughters. But I overheard Sam saying something, and I know Murphy did this as well. I overheard you saying that you started to text me some things, like memes or jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Or
I was going to send you a couple things.
And the usual Sam stuff.
I was like, no, she's in the middle of a retreat. I should not bother her. And I even went back and tried to second-guess myself because I thought, it's a funny. This might help her break up her day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody needs a little funny on it. But I thought, no.
That's so sweet that you put that much thought, Sam. And I did not hear from you.
No.
And what's interesting is I barely heard from Murphy as well. And
it was meant to be a retreat, right? And, you know, I mean, you sent me a few little ha-has, and I sent you maybe one ha-ha,
yeah,
but
did.
That was about it, right? Yeah.
And I just have to say, I want to shout out to both of you for that, to say thank you. That is lovely, because that's an important part of it. If my phone would have been just dinging and dinging the whole time, that would, even if it's a funny, it would have brought me back into my regular world.
Yes.
And the point is to jump out of that.
Mm-hmm. That's the healing part.
Yeah. And, you know, just quiet or whatever you need to do, whatever I wanted to do. And I've had time away with friends before where their phone dings constantly.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. And actually, that is one thing that I learned not to do because of that, right?
That's a whole other issue. Let me say, if the woman in your life needs time away.
If even the purpose
of
the trip
is just
that.
A girl's night.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you have a true emergency and, you know, she's everything in the world to you and the family and you need her, then sure, message. But if she needs to get away and you're dinging her the whole time because it makes you feel a certain way, all you're doing is making that weight on her shoulders more.
Yeah.
Because she's supposed to be away.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a heads up for anybody.
Yeah.
But a thank you to both of you. You can start sending me funny memes again, Sam.
Okay.
When I was telling you guys thank you earlier for, you know, and I, kind of giving me space when I took that retreat time over the weekend. I mean, I knew Murphy would because I didn't know that you even thought to give me space, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam was holding back on sending me memes and stuff, which wouldn't have, you know, been a problem. So it was sweet for you to not do that, though.
But the whole point of the getaway is to actually get away.
Right.
Right.
For the most part, I put my phone away, the most part. Yeah. But then I didn't bring a laptop, so I needed it to Google things. And I told you I was doing some reading, so
I didn't bring your laptop.
No, it probably was a mistake. I probably should have had it.
I brought a laptop and 6 notebooks, but, you know, that's me. That's where we're different.
No wrong way to do it. Anyhow, you know, we were talking about it, and it was just so lovely for you both to just consciously say, I'm not going to blow up her phone in any way. I'm not going to bother her. It's so sweet. I didn't realize you had done that. And so we were talking about it, and it is a part of that. If you're lucky enough to be in a relationship where somebody actually understands that you need alone time, free time, whatever it is that you need, and they're, you know, man enough to give it to you. But there's also the thing of, some couples are so intertwined that they don't really know how to kind of be without each other.
Yeah.
That, and I've seen it before where the person's phone is blown up when they're away.
That's codependency.
Is it? It's so bad.
The couples or is it the guy? Because
everybody's different.
I mean, I'll tell you this. I've seen a lot of guy friends who they're like little babies when the wife goes away.
That's right.
They can't
insecurity.
They can't find the peanut butter. They can't, even if she lays everything out, it's like everything is an emergency to them.
That says more about them than it does about her or their relationship.
Yeah. I think it can go both ways.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it can be a situation where both of them are a party to it.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is I bring it back up to say that if you're blowing up your lady's phone while she's away from you, needing time, needing space, and you're blowing it up, you are just making it worse because she then really can't get away from you when she needs to, and she's not going to want to come back.
And she's not getting away from you. She's just getting away from life.